The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, regular listeners know that on Thursday we complete the show with a little bit of escapism. Not that the spring weather isn't fantastic back home, but it's always a pleasure to welcome Michelle Jackson of The Novel Traveller. And if you have a query for her, do text us at the usual number 53106 or email us at thehardshoulder@newstalk.com and she'll be your very own ready-made travel agent to put advice together. And of course, her website covers everything that we discuss, thenoveltraveller.com. Well, we do have a listener's query from Pat. I am retired, so can travel anytime. I'd like to take a break with my husband, as we've never been
to Madrid.
Can you recommend a good way to travel without having to do too much research or exploration? Thanks in advance. So, There's two issues here. One is golden years and the other is golden years and Madrid.
Madrid, absolutely. And the golden years is, it's very exciting for travel agents and tour operators to work with the golden years people because they've got two huge benefits. One is they can travel off peak, which is where there is the greatest value. €1 spent during off-peak is worth €4 during school times and peak season. And the other thing is, you know, they can go on a Tuesday, back on a Friday, you know, depending on when the best value and flights are. So that's one thing. But Madrid has an awful lot to offer this year. And I'm delighted Pat brought this up because it's actually the 400th anniversary of that beautiful square, the Plaza Mayor, in the centre of Madrid. And all throughout the year, there will be festivities and shows and all sorts going on. So no matter when you arrive, you will find something. And the Spain Tourist Board, actually, it's spain.info/EN, will give you everything you need to know about all of Spain, actually, all year round. And it's really kept up to date. So I'd recommend going on that if you really want to explore the country. If you just want to relax and potter around Madrid, the Rastro is an open air flea market that is, and it's in the area of La Latina, which is exceptionally known for tapas, and Madrid is really the best place to go for tapas. You've got pinchos up in the north and you've got a certain type in Barcelona, but you know, if you really want to go to the home for specialised, this particular district is where it's all at. And also you've got the Prado celebrates 200th years this year, and that's of course is one of the golden triangle of three museums. But there'll be special,
what are you talking about, art?
I'm talking about art. The Reina Sofia, which is where the fabulous Guernica, Picasso's Guernica, his Civil War painting is on there, is available to see there. But of course Prado, you've got Velázquez and you've got a fantastic range from the Baroque all the way up to the 19th century. So there's a special programme of activities there for the 200 years anniversary.
Well, you didn't mention the most important thing, the Champions League final is on there, and the Davis Cup, the tennis final is also on.
It is indeed. And you see the Madrid's Wanda stadium is a brand new stadium. I think it's not long
the
finished.
Real Madrid's
No, it's actually Atletico Madrid.
That's
the same. And that, of course, is hosting on June the 1st. So that'll be a great time to go there. You might have a football fan. And something else I found when I was in Madrid, I was just pottering by the stadium and you can pick up games there for like €8-9, you know, like on the day. It's not as
match
expensive.
Tickets.
Yeah, it's not as expensive as going now.
Because a huge stadium, yeah. Tell me, is Madrid by the sea?
No, it's right in the centre.
Okay.
Now, the climate is
very, very hot.
It's very cold in the winter and very hot in the summer. But at this time of year, coming into March, you'll get lovely, pleasant spring weather. So it's actually a lovely time of year to go. So that big stadium.
So what dates are you recommending for Pat?
Well, Pat, I've rooted around. She doesn't want to do too much work when she's there. So I've got two guided tours and then I've got a selection of good packages. Now, GTI are specialists in kind of, you know, themed tours. And if the Spanish Civil War interests her, there's a four-day package going out in October. And in this is included a local tour guide who's Irish and passionate about Madrid and will show you all the kind of the local places to go and give you an insider's track, and you'll be brought to special memorials and places like the Jarama battlefields, you know, which featured during the war, a guided tour of the Air Force Museum, plus lots of time for sightseeing, leisure and shopping and things like that. So three nights at the Central Hotel and lunch is included in one of that. That's 779
And in
person.
October, will the climate be moderate
it'll
as well?
It'll still be lovely in October. It'll still be nice. Then the highlights of Spain, if she wants to go in the summer, this is a grand tour and I just wanted to pop this in because if she wants to get to know Spain really, to this guided tour with Inside Vacations, it's quite luxurious and it covers all the main cities. You go to Seville, you go to Barcelona, you go to Valencia, you go to Granada, and it's eight nights, and included in it are 13 experiences. So that means 13 going to the top highlights of all these cities. And that is, and you'll be fully minded from the time you get to Dublin Airport. It's 1,866 per person.
For 9 days.
Yes, for 9 days. And there's a lot included
that's
in that.
That's per person.
Yeah, that is. And that's with Inside Vacations. Then if you just want to pop over for the weekend and go to the places
you're moving
I
around a lot there. You're in Valencia, you're in Seville, you're in Madrid.
It's kind of like...
You're in Barca.
The whole of Spain. You've been brought around there. It's kind of... I just thought it was a nice little package for someone who hasn't explored the main sites of Spain. Maybe
is it in a coach you go around?
Yeah, you do. And you're completely minded the whole way.
Okay.
Now, if you're just popping over, you want flights and accommodation, I've got terrific value here from Click and Go. And if you go on their website and you like the look of something, ring them. Ask them. You know, it's lovely to speak to someone and we're all online these days. But the great thing is that Click and Go, you can just call their call centre and someone will answer personal questions. And they have certain things like recommended hotels that they
this is good value. 386 per person for three nights in Madrid.
Absolutely. And that's in a central hotel. You've also got in May, you've got 227. And that's in the Senator Castellana Hotel. And then there's another one here going out in April, early in April, the 6th to the 9th, a lovely time of year to go. And that's 5-star, 329 per person for three nights. And they're all on Click and Go.
All right, we're going to stay with the theme of golden years and people not in a hurry, out of season and getting value. So staying a little bit longer?
Absolutely. This is one of the huge benefits and escaping the Irish winter. Although, as you say, it's not too bad this year. But, you know, this is incredible value with Ratgar Travel. And staying in Vila Moura, which is in the Algarve in Portugal, and it's, of course, that is a mecca for golfers because you've got all the golf courses all around that. It's slightly eastern Algarve. And 3 weeks staying in the Pinal del Marina studios, which is in a self-catering studio, which you would need to stay in, you know, self-catering if you're going to be staying that long because you won't want to eat out every night. Mm. And this is $6.90 per person.
For the 3 weeks?
For the 3 weeks.
That's for nothing.
Yeah, isn't it terrific? And a lot of the hotels in the Algarve will offer huge value. So get onto your travel agent and ask them, you know, if you like the look of the hotel.
It excludes Easter now. Easter's late this year, the 21st.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Easter is excluded. April. But and it usually will be with those packages. But, you know, you might get something going out for most of March.
And also the point is that at that level, I mean, like you're talking about less than 300 for a week, you know what I mean? Like for three weeks, you know.
Yes, 700 divided by three, to 220, to 230 a week. Well, it's terrific, you know, and it's good to have, you know, that's that little
And when you're self-catering, you live cheaper. You know, you go to the local supermarket.
And Portugal is very cheap. And the further east you go, the cheaper it is. Monte Gordo and Villarreal, Santorini, all those
now,
lovely
You do
regions.
Have some Irish Golden Years offers as well.
I have. And if you're thinking of staying in Ireland and you see an offer somewhere, ring the hotel. Because I'm a great believer. Ring the hotel, say you've seen this terrific offer. Can they give you something a little extra, like a little upgrade or a bottle of wine?
You'd
maybe
even
a dinner. You'd Do,
There's no limit
it.
To you.
Absolutely. Well, see, the listeners, we have to get sharp.
Okay, right.
So I've picked a couple of hotels here for staying in Ireland with the lovely weather. So the Faith Leg is down in Waterford. And I stayed in the lovely cottages there as a family. But
Tom Dunn stayed in it. Found it really nice.
It's really lovely. It's kind of old worldly. It's like staying in your auntie's grand, if you had a very rich auntie, in a grand house. And there's great customer service. I remember my son loved the coconut ice cream from the night before and they served it up again for him the next night, you know, and little
Whereabouts
details like
is
that.
It? It's is it very near Tremor?
It's kind of between Tremor and Dunmore East. It's down,
all right. It's on the coast.
Yeah, it's on the coast and it's
south of the city. Yeah,
it is, and it has a lovely east, I think, of the city.
Okay,
It has a lovely golf course as well, and as I said, there is family accommodation.
How much does it cost?
This package is 159 per person, and that's for midweek overnight stay, and that includes your dinner in it. So, oh, sorry, that's for two nights stay. That's for two nights. 159 per person.
It says minimum of two nights stay.
And that includes your dinner on both nights.
That's good value.
That is terrific value. So that's really, really good. Now, Mount Juliet Estate.
Yeah, not too far away, Kilkenny.
And I picked kind of places in the middle of the country too, so that people can come from any angle.
They're accessible.
You know, yeah, absolutely accessible. So Mount Juliet, if you want to stay at the manor house, at the actual estate, I've stayed in the lodge and it was absolutely superb. But if you want to stay in there, they're giving a complimentary afternoon tea. And this is one overnight package and it's $270. For two people, for an overnight package with your afternoon tea.
Just one night, yeah.
That's for one night. And you've got a glass of Prosecco thrown in. And you've
That's for two people. So it's 135 per person sharing.
Absolutely, which I think is quite good value for an estate house like that.
And Carlo then?
Mount Wolseley Estate. My friend of mine stayed there recently with his girlfriend and said it was absolutely gorgeous. He had a great time.
Yeah, I was at a wedding there once, yeah.
And this is very good value. Again, 139 per person for two nights. And that includes dinner on both evenings. And you've got things like 20% off a spa treatment. Or a game of golf, 20% off afternoon tea and things like that. So that's thrown in. And the award-winning spa offers all the Elemis treatments and they have a lovely thermal suite. So there's an offer. And for people with families, they do have a Woolly Bear Kids Club, actually, at certain times of the year, you know, and a zip wire and a teen zone. So, you know, it's a nice
property.
All
right. Well, I want to thank you very much indeed, Michelle Jackson of thenoveltraveller.com. Just to say, if like Pat, you have a query, her case was in relation to Madrid and the wider question of golden years, do text us 53106 or email the hard shoulder at newstalk.com and we will refer to Michelle Jackson. I should be availing of these golden years. What am I doing? Deirdre off in London and me stuck here. It's not working out at all.
All
right. Thanks, Michelle.
Ivan.